things don't go your way. Well, I'm tired of hearing all your excuses. I'm sick of hearing all your complaints. Now, I don't want to disappoint you, honey. You didn't marry no saint. You don't see no wings on my shoulders. There isn't any halo round my head. You're looking for a soft bed of roses. Whoa-ho. You got stuck with me instead. If you're looking for a bowl of cherries, go find an orchard. Don't mess around my heart, then say we're gonna part. If things don't go your way, well, I'm tired of hearing all your excuses. I'm sick of hearing all your complaints. Now, I don't want to disappoint you, baby. You didn't marry no saint. You don't see no wings on my shoulders. There isn't any halo round my head. You're looking for a soft bed of roses. You got stuck with me instead. If you're looking for a bowl of cherries, go find an orchard. Don't mess around my heart, then say we're gonna part. If things don't go your way,
That is almost punk.
That is pretty punk.
This is great. This is probably the newest record we ever started the show with.
Yeah, that's true. This is late from 72.
72.
Yeah. That was Donna Kramer, A Bowl of Cherries on Country Boy Records.
You didn't marry no saint. This is fantastic. Probably a completely under the radar record that many people would declare a bad record. I think it's fantastic.
I think it's great.
Yes, yeah. It's Women's Day.
That's why we started off with a nice punk rock hard woman, strong woman, whatever.
Well, we tried to look for powerful women songs, and yeah, honestly, you know, it's harder than even the last show we did when you said we do a Valentine's Day show. So it's gonna be slightly forced. We're doing
a mix of different things.
We got some women here,
a few dedications
of powerful women, which is what this day is for and about, and that's what we celebrate.
Yeah, and down the street there's even demonstrations. And,
yes. Here in Konowice we don't call it Women's Day. We call it the Day of the Feminist Fight. And there's it's not a concert, right? It's just
DJs, food,
a lot of people. Yeah.
Yeah.
So. And it's pretty. Yeah, that's outside. We should go there, but instead we're here doing a podcast. No, that's great. I hope it is. I found a track on an LP. I play an LP track now for you, just because, I don't have this 45, never seen it. Charlotte Sexton. That came out originally on Rimrock, and you can get this on the Fantastic Cornfed series. If you don't know the Cornfed series,
they're great.
They're pretty great. They're really made with a lot of love. It's very hick, and some of that stuff is honestly pretty bad, but really, really interesting. Lots of obscure stuff. So I think they're at volume 6 now, right?
Yeah.
Yes. This is from volume 4, Charlotte Sexton. You just don't turn me on. This is great. Listen to that.
Don't have no effect on me, no matter how Somebody's in my orchard, picking at my plum tree. Somebody's in my vineyard, stealing my grapes from me. If I catch that cat, I'll take my gun and rat-a-tat-tat. Somebody's sneaking melons off of my melon vine. Whoever grabbed those goodies, he ain't no friend of mine. If I catch that cat, I'll take my gun and rat-a-tat-tat. Somebody digs my fig trees, someone loves honeydews. That someone with that sweet tooth ain't nothing but bad news. If I catch that cat, I'll take my gun and let it tat tat. Somebody likes persimmons, I see him looking back. Looking at all my wallets, listen to his lips smack. If I catch that cat, I'll take my gun and let it tat tat. Somebody ate green apples, he's got a tummy ache. Somebody shook my peach tree, bet it's the last he'll shake. I catch that fat cat, I'll take my gun and let it tat tat. I'll catch that fat cat, I'll take my gun and let it tat tat. I'll catch that fat cat, I'll take my gun and let it tat tat.
Oh yeah.
That's, I know we say this a lot, that's one of my favorite records, but I think that's one of my favorite
Did
records.
Did we ever play any record that's not our favorite
record? Why would we have a record that's not one of our favorites?
That's right.
So, yeah.
I mean, many people collect, like, oh, look, I bought a bunch of crap and it's kind of okay. I don't like that.
I have a few that are like this.
But I think prefer it's more, to really just spend money on the ones that I really want.
Yeah, that's for sure. This was Nancy Adams, mm-hmm. Somebody's in My Orchard. And that's, I mean, I played the one before with Cherry, so why not keep it fruity?
Why not keep it fruity? Okay.
I don't know. That's the RCA Victor label.
Mm-hmm. And when I was listening to Charlotte Sexton, who is pretty fantastic, you just it's a tongue twister. You just don't turn me on. I was thinking about something that I read today, and I didn't know that this is another... It's not a new threat to us that I didn't know about, but I never knew that there's a name for it. Today I read an article about incels. Did anybody of you ever heard about incels? I'm not sure exactly what the translation was. I think it was involuntary... What is it? Celibate?
Celibate, yes. Yeah.
Yes, in short words, it's pretty much just complete total losers who are so crappy that they'll never get a woman, and the only way to find out of that for them is to say, okay, we deserve the right to rape him. So absolute complete freaks.
Horrible.
And I knew that these kind of people have been, I mean, these people exist, but I didn't know that there's a word for it, and there's a whole scene. They got an internet platform and all this kind of crap, and I was thinking about, man, how did this mankind even make it to 2021?
With people with this mentality? Yeah.
And my theory how they came to be that way, I think they have just been idiots already before they noticed that no woman is ever interested in them because they are idiots, and then they're getting angry and it's just really insane. And I was just thinking about that when I heard Charlotte Sexton saying, you just don't turn me on, and there's a reason for it. You know?
That's horrible.
It is horrible. Okay, on with some music. Here is Kathy Carr, Dark River. I think has a similar sound then as your Nancy Adams. Here it is.
There's a river that each lover fears, made of broken dreams and lonely tears. It's a river I can do without, 'cause it only flows when love dies out. Dark river, get away from my door. get away from my dog.
Get away from my dog.
Took my baby for a walk last night. Tried to kiss him, tried to hold him tight. But he acted in a funny way. Gee, I hope that everything's okay. Dog River, get away from my dog. Dog River, what you hanging around for? There's nothing wrong with my baby and me. We're just as happy as we can be. Dog River, get away from my dog.
Get away from my dog.
Flashing round my door. Since my baby don't love me no more, didn't take me very long to see why the river had its eye on me. Dark river, get away from my door. Dark river, what you hanging round for?
Get away from my dog.
How come a man can fight and cuss and smoke and drink? Step out on their wives and do the things they shouldn't do. But it's all right in the public's eye, they say he's just a man. But if a woman does one little thing, she's not worth the two hoops and a holler. She's lower than a hound. If she drinks or smokes or tells a joke, she's the lowest thing in town. A woman has to dress the kids and send off to school and do her best in every way to live the golden rule. The responsibility she has is much more than a man. But if she does one foolish little thing, she's not worth the two hoops and the holler. She's lower than a hound. If she drinks or smokes or tells a joke, she's the lowest thing in town. Would stick by me, we'd change the world around. We'd make the men walk on their knees and sleep out on the ground. What I'm really trying to say, and I know you understand, the women ought to rule the world, cause the men ain't worth the two hoops and a holler. They're lower than a hound. I hope they croak, it ain't no joke, they're the lowest thing in town.
I mean, yeah. This is it.
Sing it,
I forgot about that one. This is great.
Also one of my longtime favorites. I've always had it on the LP, like a like a compilation of Gene Shepherd stuff, because she doesn't have too much great stuff. And then finally,
I'm actually surprised. Like, that's Gene Shepherd?
Yes. Two hoops and a holler.
This is fantastic. This is
perfect
this song
for today.
Yeah. I didn't know you have that. This
I was
great.
On Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm impressed.
I'm surprised, too. Gene Shepherd doesn't have... You don't think of her as being, you know...
I don't know her background. I don't know her story. But I was just looking for an LP of Charlie and Arthur, because she was also a powerful woman. And I can't find the LP right now. I have to look for it. Maybe she has a similar story. Because I was distracted now. I was
so
just digging out quickly a rockabilly classic. This is great. And I only have it on a repro because the original is much too rare, much too expensive. Joyce Green, Black Cadillac on Vaden. Yeah, sorry, it's just a repro, but man, this is a killer. Listen to that.
I caught you cheating and running round, and now I'm gonna put you in.
Almost
Demon lover.
We just played two classic rockabilly 45s, and I never had any idea that this one, Bob and Lucille, you know, from Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe, which is okay, but it's kind of, it's a little poppy. It has a killer popcorn flip. Yeah. I never knew that. I never.
Demon Lover.
It was never a record I was interested in until.
Ditto.
Whoa, this is great.
Yeah, that's a really great one. And so.
Wow. Yes. And you know what happened? I did find my Charlene Arthur LP, and I couldn't decide what to play, and I just picked one of her, probably her biggest classic. Here it is. You know that. Can we say something about Charlene Arthur? Yes, I think there's one thing that's interesting. She didn't really... she was always struggling. She also had some arguments with Chet Atkins, who played on her recordings. She would...
she should have been a lot more famous than she was.
But she was always trying to break out of this. Like, here, you're the pretty girl and you got to do what we tell you. You sing this song and all right. If you want anything else, it's not going to happen. She always did her thing. And also that's why I think...
A lot of labels didn't want her.
The business limited her success. It was not... And I think when... Let me check. Wait a second. This LP, that's on Bear Family, that's 1986. And I think what happened is that some researcher, who is it? I can't find it. Probably Richard Weitz himself. He decided to put out this LP. And much too late, she finally got the recognition she deserved. And I think after this LP came out...
Did she die a year later?
She died shortly after that. Yeah. And probably she died a little happier than... without this. So it's very good. Charlene Arthur, not a big name, but it should have been. Okay, what have I put on? Burn That Candle, you know this one.
Sorrow it can bring. I didn't want to leave you, but I darling, I'll always do what's right. So meet me down in Nashville at the Opry tonight. I want you to know that I'm lost without you, and I love you so. I'm hungry for your kisses, darling, in the pale moonlight. So meet me down in Nashville at the Opry tonight. It's true, I was no angel those nights on the bio. And now I want your love again, I'll be a faithful wife. So meet me down in Nashville at the Opry tonight. So sweetheart, be there waiting, I'll drive fast as I can. Your man, you gotta take me in your arms and kiss and hold me tight when we meet down in Nashville at the Opry tonight. I mean the Grand Ole Opry down in Nashville tonight.
Yeehaw!
Hey, you wanna meet me at the Grand Ole Opry?
Opry.
It was pretty cheesy.
Aww, it is cheesy, but it was cute. It's Mayhawks.
Mayhawks.
Meet me down in Nashville. Okay. On the Fortune label.
Great. Yeah, that was our...
For truly great music.
Yeah. Oh, and really, do all Fortune labels do that? Whoa. Fortune for truly great music. Okay, I didn't know that.
Let me tell you your fortune.
Mm-hmm. I tell you your fortune. You're going to listen to more records now. I think that was our little homage to the Day of the Feminist Fight. It's a socialist holiday, by the way. Clara Zetkin pretty much invented it in 19-something in the tenor years. And there's a park here in Leipzig, the Clara Zetkin Park.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a very beautiful park.
Yes. Yeah, we go from...
big rats.
How can I go to this next record? It's a very common thing. You all know this. I think the men should grow up, especially when the men are only a few years old, as is Larry Collins, because we go from girls to girls and boys, and yeah, it's the Collins kids, and that was not even funny. Here's the Collins kids, Larry and Laurie. I'm in my teens. Here you go.
Hot dog, I'm in my teens. Oh boy, I'm in my teens.
your teens, you can stay out late. I don't, I'm in my teens. Oh boy, I'm in my teens. I don't.
I was a cool green boy, 17, when I met Lady May. And I knew from the start she'd stole away my heart to Hannibal bewitching Lady May. Oh, it's long gone midnight, I'm here on my own, some all alone, alone, lonely and blue. My heart's in a whirl, dreaming dreams of that girl. There's nothing more I want to do. All I see is the girl I met at the country pub, the girl who put my heart in a spin. And I think, little boy, I feel sorry for you and the crazy, crazy mood that you're in. I was a cool, green boy, 17, when I met Lady May. And I knew from the start she'd stole away my heart to Hannibal bewitching Lady May. Not for very long, happy moments, Lady May. And now I pace round the floor, dreaming of the days before, when she was close in my arms. I miss her so much, I need her so much, I can't go on without her charm. I was a cool green boy of 17 when I met Lady May. I knew from the start she'd stole away my heart to Hannibal bewitching Lady May. Oh, Lady May. Oh, Lady May. Oh, Lady May. Oh, Lady May.
Mm-hmm. That was not a girl. It was about a girl.
About a girl. About a lady. Well, he was 17. I'm not sure how, if it was an older woman, maybe.
What?
Lady May. 17. Eddie Hickey on the Decca label.
Never know her, never heard about. British record. Is it British Decca? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
The sound, man, this is, what did they do in those British studios back then? I have this monitor speaker set up here, so really everything sounds kind of nice if the record sounds good. This was an incredibly big sounding record.
True, high fidelity.
That's, in this case, it's true. I mean, many labels print that on the label, though. It's not true at all, but this was, wow. I have a record that has absolutely nothing to do with all the rest, but I found this thing. It's on Pep from California. And
Pep
it is
in your step.
What?
I don't know.
I played you Pep before, Corky Jones. This is one, Bobby and Glenn, The Last Mile. The other side is Tarzan. Bobby and Glenn. I have no idea who Bobby is, but I don't know who Glenn is. Glenn is Glenn Garrison. I can tell that because it says written by G. Garrison, and it's Glenn Garrison, who we know from The Ballad of Hank Gordon. And this is a kind of a duet rocker. It has a kind of an Everly Brothers sound. It's pretty good. It's got a great guitar. It's kind of a country ballad. I think this record is really, really interesting. Although I'm not a big fan of this whole Everly Brothers type duet singing thing, because I like vocals when there's two harmony vocals, when they're completely different and they go together nicely. And the Everly Brothers, pretty much I can't tell who is Don, who is Phil. And also I don't know who is Bobby and who is Glenn. But they made a good, it sounds great. The Last Mile. This is great.
I went to a dance last night, 'cause I knew my girl was there. There said she, but there was a he with his fingers in my darling's hair. Hatred filled my bones. I was sick and
inside. Well, my baby had lied when she said she was coming alone. I sat down in the darkest spot so my face they couldn't see. But my heart beat louder and my blood run hotter. He was taking my baby from me. After I had seen all I could stand, I leaped into the light with a few quick jabs of my switchblade knife. His body was a ghastly sight.
Gentlemen of the jury, with all due respect to the laws of our country, hear this message. Hangman, go home, we don't need you anymore. Hangman, we shouldn't die by our hand. We don't have the right to take this man's life. Remember, if we're wrong, it's too late. It's written in the good book, thou shalt not kill. What makes us think our law is an excuse? Hangman, go home, we don't need you anymore. Hangman, he shouldn't die by our hand. You want this on your conscience? Is this what we call justice? Remember, if we're wrong, it's too late. If we can call ourselves a civilized nation, he shouldn't die by our hand. Hangman, go home, we don't need you anymore. Hangman, he shouldn't die by our hand. No, he shouldn't die by our hand.
Didn't these two records go together perfectly?
That was a really good combination there.
Wow.
That was really, really good. This is one of my like really haunting song, but also such a great message.
Probably the first record on that's ever been made that has this subject. And I forgot where he was from. Al Dean was
Al
from...
Al Dean on Sonic Label.
What state was that in? I think... where was that? That was, I think, one of the first or last states that still had the that still hung people. I mean, remember when we did the show about the electric chair?
Yeah.
I think I talked about this before, and yes, he had the subject, "Hangman, go home, we don't need you anymore." This is great. Also pretty late, I think 68 or 69 or something.
Yeah, and this other, the one you played before was talking about walking in he walks his last mile
for the and death row. You know where he's walking.
Electric chair. Right?
Electric chair or hangman. Equally bad, but... Yeah. This is a fantastic record, and Al Dean was a later famous country artist, but I think that was his first record.
Yep.
And really good. Yeah, absolutely.
It's one of my treasures.
An historical record, really good. I was just distracted because our washing machine, I'm just washing laundry.
He was under a river.
I was in a dark river in my bathroom, and I just picked out some record now. Here is Tony Shepherd with Zach, an absolutely killer record with a horrible flip side. I have to go back to the bathroom. see you later.
I got a dog named Zach, and he's midnight black. And I also got a mailman called Mr. Mac. Now my dog Zach has got teeth of steel, just the kind of steel Mr. Mac don't wanna feel. When he starts to wail and tries to jump over that rail, I grab him by the tail, 'cause I want my mail from Abigail. I got a dog named Zach, ready to attack, so I hope I keep my mailman called Mr. Mac away from Zach.
My name is Mac and I'm scared of Zach. But meet me up front.
Waiting for a letter from my sweetie pie. But I'd feel much better if poor Mr. Mac could only fly. Got a dog named Zach, ready to attack. So I gotta keep my mailman called Mr. Mac away from Zach. Yes, I gotta keep my mailman called Mr. Mac away from Zach. Don't turn your back on Zach. Watch out for Zach.
Remember Big Bad John? Forget that guy.
Big Fatty, she was big and she was bad. Big Fatty, she was also kind of sad. There wasn't anybody who could put Big Fanny down. She was big and bad and ugly, and she weighed 300 pounds.
She weighed 300 pounds, stood 5'5", and she had an odor more dead than alive. The black greasy hair on her dimpled chin, and her big belly rumbled like a lion's den, Big Fanny. No one knew who was Fanny's daddy. She turned up one day in a wet rice paddy, just looking stupid and standing stiff, and even the dogs refused to sniff a Big Fanny.
Big Fanny.
Some say she came from around Hanoi, where she got in a fight with some VC boys. She blowed her garlic breath in those VC's face, and they dropped like flies all over the place, Big Fanny. The cops finally put Big Fanny in jail, gave her 30 days and wouldn't set no bail. She gave a mighty belch and struck a match, and the gas blowed a hole through that booby hatch. Big Fanny.
Big Fanny.
Big Fanny was up in the mountains one night, a fighting a bear in the soft moonlight. The bear stuck a claw in Fanny's eye, and all of the people said goodbye to Big Fanny. But Fanny got tired of playing with that bear and grabbed two handfuls of his mangy hair. She gave a karate chop and a judo roll and knocked that grizzly critter out cold. Big Fanny.
Big Fanny.
Big Fanny hung around for a couple of years, smoking cigar butts and mooching beers. And then one morning she was up and gone, back to the jungle hunting Viet Cong, Big Fanny. So along the roads in North Vietnam, there's trees a-growing with signs nailed on. When you leave this road, be careful, pal. Somewhere in them jungles is a big bad gal, Big Fanny.
Big Fanny. Big Fanny. She was big and she was bad. Big Fanny.
also kind of sad. There wasn't anybody who could put Big Fanny down. She was big and bad and ugly, and she weighed 300 pounds. There wasn't anybody who could put Big Fanny down. She was big and bad and ugly, and she weighed 300 pounds.
An absolutely mean and horrible record.
I like it.
I know you do.
Yes. Big Fanny, Neil Ray on the Plantation label.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How many Big Bad John ripoffs are there? Big John in every kind of form. But that's the only...
Big Fanny.
Big Fanny, I know. Yeah. Okay. Still, I'm kind of... I'm lacking concentration here. But I put on a record.
Washing that's, machine is exploding.
Not really. It's just I have a bathroom full of water now. And I also have Bill Sherrell for you. Yes, no, or maybe. Cute little record. I like the. I think this was also one of my first tapes that I made as a teenager. Had this on there, and I just found a copy of that. Here it is.
Well, honey, don't you see, you were meant for me. Well, now, baby, can't you find those true feelings in your mind? Can't you tell now, sweet baby, they say no, yes, or maybe. Even if you have to smile, you make my life worthwhile. Don't you know how I feel? Can't you tell my love is real? Shoo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba. Shoo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba. Said love you, baby. Please say no, yes, or maybe. Even when you try to smile, to make my life worthwhile. Don't you know how I feel? Can't you tell my love is real?
As a frog on a busy highway that's lost its jumper. I've waited so long for a date with her, I wonder if I'll ever recover. I'm nervous as a kitten that's about to be a bitten by a great big dog. When I see her, I get tongue-tied and sit like a knot on a log. I'm nervous, I don't know what to do. Oh, I'm nervous. I never felt this way before. As long as I've been, I'm not too old, but I'm old enough for real true love to begin. I'm nervous as a fish in a little bitty lake that's going dry. I want this girl so doggone bad, at times I even cry. I'm nervous as a bird in the top of a tree getting ready for its first flight. My chances here, it won't be long till our first date tonight. I'm nervous. Oh, what am I gonna do? I'm nervous. I never felt this way before. As long as I've been, I'm not too old, but I'm old enough for real true love to begin. I'm nervous as a bird in the top of a tree getting ready for its first flight. My chances here, it won't be long till our first date tonight. I'm nervous. Oh, what am I gonna do? I'm nervous.
Is it my turn? I just came running back.
He just made a foot loose with his socks on. Whoa, slid across the floor into the microphone.
Was it my turn to play a record?
No, it's your turn to talk.
Oh, okay. It's my turn to talk. Okay, I'm talking. Here I am. Okay. What's going on?
That was Bobby Lewis.
All right.
I'm nervous. On the Saber label.
I see you're nervous.
I was nervous because Beryl wasn't here next to me.
Oh, that was a shaking, groovy record that I barely heard from the other room. What did I put on? Wait a second. Oh, yes. Here is a record that...
stop and like...
No. We do, this show is almost over anyway. But here's a record that we got for the other side, which is an Elvis-alike type of thing. What? I forgot what the other side's name was. Oh, man. Let me fix this for you. I'll take it off the record player again. We got it for...
That's the way it goes.
Rodney Scott on Mr. Peaky Records. And as this came with the mail, I thought, well, no, turn this around. The other side is fantastic. A really depressing, haunting, bitter song called Bitter Tears. Bitter and Tears. I love it. I'm not sure if it's queued up right. So let's try this.
You say you love me. You say. Listen.
Don't be like me, play it smart. Don't be a drunkard or a gambler. But tomorrow I'll be returning, no more walking the streets after dark. But tomorrow they put me 6 foot under, they found me with a bullet through my heart.
Yeah, that was one of my new additions to my family.
Yeah, they found him with a bullet through his heart.
Yeah, a really, really beautiful one.
The thing is, I can't listen to this record because he is so off rhythm. He needs to practice some rhythm. I don't think that was intentional. I think he has just no rhythm or something. But it sounds good.
It's Willie Hayes, Walking the Streets After Dark, on Jewel Records.
Yes.
Mount Healthy, Ohio.
Okay. Mount Healthy. I bet it's healthy to live there.
It's very healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Healthy air in the mountains.
Yes. yeah, the show's almost over. And so I found a record, Joni Reynolds, Closing In. This is pretty great. And I think you have some funny thing to play after that.
Yes.
That is very, very interesting. Where is it? Oh, yes.
Ta-da!
Listen to this. Think of Women's Day. The Hillbillies is not just the band, it's also the label. A very odd self-made own production. Yeah.
The Hillbillies. Women's Liberation.
Make your own opinion about that. I think it's good, but I can't tell. What's on this label? There's a hick.
Hillbilly corn cob pipe.
It's a very cliche. Late 60, I think 68 or 69 I said. Women's Liberation, yes, good. So, nice argument from two very different positions. And then we say goodbye. That was us, Golly Gosh
Golly Gosh OG, number 22.
Mm-hmm. We're doing this for a year now.
Yeah, almost a year. That's true. Crazy.
Wow.
And we're
still haven't gained any listeners.
There are a couple.
Yes, a couple, which is
we started
two.
With two. We have two more.
A couple. No. This we were fighting about this before because me as being a non-native English speaker, in German we also say
ein Paar,
which if you write it in a capital P, then it's a Paar is two people, a couple, which means two. But if you say a handful, a bit of something, we also say ein Paar, which is with a. What is not capital?
Lowercase
P. And that's why in English I also always thought, a couple of something, until I noticed why I've always been completely misunderstood, because in English it does mean two, which I'm not sure if
you
it's
say a
really
few.
Two. A few.
If it's more than two, it's a few.
Okay. So
it
learning.
Rhymes even. You can remember it. It rhymes. More than two is a few.
Wow.
Learning English with the worst grammatical.
We tried to make this an educational show, but now you see how bad we fail. See you next time, I guess, huh? Anything else to say? We talked about women, we talked about incels, which is
horrible.
I still have to read about this.
They should be on death row.
Well, we could have an endless discussion about this, but here's Joni Reynolds, and I'm sure he was a good man.
Happy Women's Day out there, and
that's right.
Till next time, adios.
See you.
Closing in, I feel love closing in. Free like a bird and fly on the wing. I did want for money, good times or anything. For 16-year-old darling, what am I to do? You bug me and you send me in, you
thrill me through and through. I feel love, love, love closing in, closing in,
closing in,
closing in,
closing in,
closing in, closing in,
closing in.
Had a motorcycle, loved it like a gal. Now my motorcycle is just another pal. For 16-year-old darling, what am I to do? You upset me till I wanna give this great big world to you. I feel love, love, love closing in. Summer vacation may take me far away to the sea or mountains or any place to play. But 16-year-old darling, what am I to say? For since you're here beside me, in your arms I'm gonna stay. I feel love, love, love closing in. Closing in.
Closing in.
Closing in.
Closing in.
Closing in.
Closing in.
And race and campus riots are problems of our nation. Worst one yet come along is women's liberation.
You've gotta let me speak my piece. I'm gonna tell my story. The way us gals have been abused is nothing short of sorry.
Well, a woman's place is in the home, I take care of kiddies.
While you hang out in some saloon carousing with the fitties.
Well, the supper was poor and the floor ain't scrubbed and the bed ain't even.
How come you never complain on Friday night when I get paid?
When God made Eve from Adam's rib, I guess he never thought about women's liberty. And somewhere in his holy plan, there's gotta be a spot for a real man. I hear that you've been lifting weights and taking up karate.
And I'll break your arm if you so much as touch my little body.
I like to see women all dressed up, pretty clothes and curls.
I'm sure that the feminine fellows far outnumber the masculine girls.
Well, the business world is dog-eat-dog. Why do you want to fight 'em?
Well, some of those hounds are gonna yelp and run when I commence to bite 'em.
When we gave you women the right to vote, we thought you'd vote like we do.
You can vote any way that you doggone please, but I don't like Spiro Agnew.
When God made Eve from Adam's rib, I guess he never thought about women's lib. Somewhere in his holy plan, there's gotta be a spot for a real man. Women have always run the world, why don't we just admit it?
Don't blame us for the shape it's in, we're not the ones who did it.
But I still like girls,
and I like boys, so let's stop all this fight. And hand in hand, the way God planned,
it's time for now.